time is 7 after the hour. Jennifer, Doug, and you together working on a number of things, including Carmageddon, which is this weekend.
So sick of hearing about Carmageddon.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? There are a number of things.
We hear about it all the time in LA.
All right. So let's talk about something else going on in Los Angeles.
Okay.
One of my favorite cities. And I'm here visualizing where this story took place because I've been through this whole act a number of times at LAX as I go to the American Airlines gates and travel east out of Los Angeles, either to Chicago or Dallas or Boston or Washington or New York. So here's the story. This will make everybody stop kind of what you're doing and listen to this for the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
Because it'll make you, if the heat hasn't made your blood boil, this is going to do it.
You're
going
to make us crazy?
Well, the story of 98-year-old Mary Gruning. She's on her way to American Flight 4, which is Los Angeles to New York, midday flight. Most every hour, Los Angeles to New York flights back and forth on American. Not unusual. There are about a dozen flights a day to see people going through the TSA. They're going to New York. So what's so unusual about 98-year-old Mary Gruning? She's going through the security in the boarding area. Flights at 12:15. They're pushing through about 11:30 in the morning. She is in a wheelchair. One of the TSA folks steered her through the security arch. Alarms begin to ring. She is parked in front of the conveyor belt.
Mm-hmm.
Female TSA employees using handheld security devices scan her body. Alarm bells go off again. The daughter of Mary Gruning asked permission to put her shoes and hat on. TSA employees say, no, we need to inspect her and them. Daughter asks, while the alarms are going off, attendant from the TSA says it's due to some hand cream or a lotion. TSA woman told that the mother is not wearing any kind of hand cream or a lotion. And the daughter asks to see a supervisor. The TSA agent says to another one of her female colleagues, quote, you know those supervisors, they sit on their butts and take their time. Okay, it's now 10 minutes to 12. The flight's at 12:15. The female supervisor comes to take Mary away. Outside the boarding area, there is a room. Into the room, they go and lock the door. They don't let the daughter go in with the TSA employees.
They just have this older lady in there.
And the older lady in there with two female TSA personnel. The TSA supervisor is asked by the daughter whether or not he would call American and tell them that we might be a few minutes late because of this. He says, no, I don't make those calls. He did say, however, that if the mother wasn't out of there in 3 minutes, he was going in to get her. Mary then gets wheeled out of the room. No explanation, none, for what went on in the room. Okay, so now they proceed, after putting her sneakers on and a handbag, they run as fast as they can, getting to the counter in order to get on the plane. When they get to the plane, they're informed that their seats have been released.
Oh, my gosh. Because they didn't get to the gate in time.
Right. The only seats they have left, this is a 767 three-class plane, first class, business class, and economy. So there are only three seats left in the plane, and they're all in the first row of economy. So the flight attendant says,
she can't sit there because she's in a wheelchair.
Well, but they figured out how to do it.
Okay.
So the flight attendant promised to give her a gin and tonic once they get on the plane. All right, fine. They get in the plane. There's an employee working for AA named Debbie who sits near her and tries to take some concern and help her through the flight. So, anyway, the TSA ordeal gets to be the discussion topic. Mother says, what you don't know was when I was in the room, I was made to totally undress. I took off my bra, my pants. I had a filmy cloth put on top of me, and I was made to stand up so that they could examine things that they said needed to be examined in my body.
Wow.
The daughter said when she was asked about the lady who's with her from America, and does this happen very often? Apparently, there's been a lot more at LAX of patting down bodies all over. She's 98 years old. At one point, she got up without any clothes on, pounded on the table, and said she wanted to get out of there. Hmm. The two TSA women dressed her, wheeled her out, no explanation, no apology, no reason given for the search, and they brought her to the plane. Apparently, the pilot of the plane learned of the story, came back to see if she was okay during the flight. All the flight attendants came up to see how she was doing. They all were. Now, this is a blog, by the way. I'm reading this blog, the story, from a blog site. So, you want to know what the icing on the cake was?
There's more?
Yeah. Remember the story the other day about the Octomom being on a flight with her 8 kids? Remember that story?
Yeah, with Kristen Johnson, they got into a big fight, all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
They're on this flight, and they're sitting in front of
the
woman.
No, that was their flight?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is so weird.
Oh, my God. These people are so clueless. It is beyond belief. Beyond belief. What is going on in our country? It really is. It is.
The Octomom makes the flight.
The Octomom makes the flight. She's in business class.
Yep.
With all of her kids. Running around the plane, yelling and screaming. And this poor woman is so humiliated, so trapped, so outraged. And for what purpose? What possible purpose other than a government that is totally out of control, totally inept, totally lacking in any kind of decency? And don't you believe for a minute when they give you this garbage about it's for your... The last time somebody said that to me, I looked at them and said, don't give me that. It's for your protection. Don't insult me with those words. Shut up. It's just... It is...
Oh, this poor thing. I feel bad for her. She's like kidnapped.
Right. 98 years old. And you think this country isn't screwed up? 98 years old, they do a body search of a 98-year-old woman naked, sitting in a wheelchair in a closed closet. 98 years old. A cavity search.
Ugh.
Disgusting.
Did they ever find what was setting the machine off?
No, I didn't see that in here. All I saw was the last thing I saw. The
Octomom light. Check, please.
How do you check out at 41,000 feet, though? That's the problem.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
The world is full of interesting stories, isn't it? What a wonderful... the other side of it is it's such a wonderful place and such stories. There are victims, however.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's... Speaking of victims... this is a little early for the 2020 News Quiz question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. We were talking about Harman Kardzai. We got that answer in the last hour. So today, in this hour, our mystery person is Christian Lopez. Why are we talking about Christian Lopez? Who is Christian Lopez, and what is his story? 800-510-8255. You know the story? You'll get, and you're the first one we put on the air, you'll get a Swell Doug Stephan prize. I want you to tell everybody how much you know about Christian Lopez. Impress us with your knowledge. So what's the story? 800-510-8255. Christian Lopez. You might want to put on Facebook, Jennifer. I don't know how we translate that blog into a story and ask a question other than just, is the TSA? Did you hear Doug talking about the latest TSA outrage? And what do you think of the TSA? That's a good general question.
I'm sure it'll be a love story in the making.
Of course. One-word answer, yeah. Perfect. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, I want to know who Christian Lopez is and why we are talking about Mr. Lopez. Senor Lopez.
Senor Lopez.
Senor Lopez. 800-510-8255. Great marketing tool that cuts through media chatter. From the folks at Captain Email. What did Richie tell me yesterday? that I needed to remember about this?
Yeah, no, because a lot of people are scared to give out their cell phone or call a cell phone number. But this just sends you back a link to a website. It's not like you're added to any sort of weird list or anything like that.
And these people are trying to help you deliver messages to your clients and prospects. With the government on everybody, we have, you know, attacking you right and left. You got to get every advantage, take advantage of every advantage that you can. Take advantage of the advantage that you get by text message marketing. Here's a free trial. Text Doug to 313131. Doug to 313131. It's a short code. See how fast this can work for you. A free trial, great marketing tool. Doug, text Doug to 313131.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salon Paz Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salon Paz has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salon Paz by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salon Paz button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salon Paz. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salon Paz. Please use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming. Subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
800-510-8255. Christian's in Vero Beach, WTTV. Hi.
Hi, Doug. Good morning.
Morning to you. What's the story with Christian Lopez? Why are we talking about him?
Okay. Christian Lopez is the Yankee fan that caught Derek Jeter's home run on Saturday. And the reason why that home run was so special was that home run was Derek Jeter's 3,000th career hit. He is the only New York Yankee to have 3,000 career hits. And the interesting part about it doesn't stop there.
All right, hold on a second. Hold that thought. I want you to tell the rest of the story. We have to pause for a moment. 21 after the hour.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who is a snollygoster, Terry?
C. Sleazy politicians.
You sound a little like Goldie Hawn. Anybody ever tell you that before?
I have had comments on my voice before.
Are you a flirt? We could be considered flirting right now just because we're having a pleasant conversation.
I'm an honest flirt.
I'd like to have that defined for me. What's
an
the difference between...
An honest flirt is someone who flirts but lets you know you ain't going nowhere.
Aha!
Get your hand off my butt.
Sing.
I know.
The year is 1985. It's July 13th, 1985. Live Aid. The concert for African Famine Relief. Place was Philadelphia, London, JFK Stadium in Philly, Wembley Stadium in London. There are other venues telecast worldwide. Remember this day? You were a young whippersnapper, Jennifer.
I sure was.
It was an all-day and all-night concert. Some of the biggest names in rock: Mick Jagger, Tina Turner, Madonna, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Queen, that you hear in the background there. There were 162,000 people in attendance at the two stadiums, but 1.5 billion people viewed it on television around the world. The Live Aid concert took in $100 million for aid to the African continent, suffering. Now, actually, Africa is in pretty good shape this year. It's
right.
The southern part of our country there. It's a big problem with drought. Big, big problem with drought there. So I thought you'd enjoy a remembrance of this event.
I do. I remember it, actually.
Yeah, right. This day in 1985. It's 25 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Checking out a lot of things that are going on in the world as usual. I've asked, what about Christian Lopez? What's his story? And Christian is telling us the story. If you just joined us, we identified Mr. Lopez as the man who caught Derek Jeter's historic home run this past weekend, and what is going on in his life now. So, Christian, thank you for waiting. Would you continue with the story, please?
Hi, Doug. Okay, sure. Yeah, the interesting thing about this is that in the similar cases where a fan catches a memorable home run or career milestone home run, is that they will then keep it and try to parlay that baseball into some sort of financial gain.
Right. And clearly, this guy Lopez could have kept the ball and sold it to a collector for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, sure, yeah. Right. And I mean, and I don't know what the particulars of his financial situation are, but I mean, $850,000, I would imagine, is helpful to almost anyone.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, so, okay. But he is such a fan of the Yankees and such a big fan of Derek Jeter in particular that he didn't that he did not go that route. He told the security people that he wanted to give the ball to Jeter personally and shake his hand and meet him and maybe get an autograph.
Lots of class. And this guy Lopez has lots of class.
Oh yeah, very very impressive there.
Yep.
So then, in return for that, the Yankees organization gave him several autographed jerseys.
Yeah.
Of
hey, some people say the memorabilia that he got was worth about $50,000. So the story goes on. I'm laughing because I have to pause again here in the action. If you can stay on and finish the story, otherwise I'll finish it. It's up to you. If you can't hold
on. You're our new co-host.
Yeah, right. You can be the new co-host of the program. All right, the story of Christian Lopez in the focus here on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Netflix announced that it's separating streaming and physical rental plans and raising its prices. For $7.99 a month, you can now choose either unlimited streaming or unlimited one DVD at a time rentals. If you want to keep your DVD rentals and streaming, it will now cost you $16 a month. In other news, U.S. law enforcement agencies are obtaining search warrants to access users' Facebook accounts. The FBI, DEA, and ICE have requested photos, wall posts, and even rejected friend requests. None of those requests have been challenged as unlawful searches, since those searched don't ever know about it. And finally, British authorities recently stated that Al-Qaeda has called for a cyber jihad after the death of Osama bin Laden. Authorities believe that the actual threat is low, but is more likely to become a growing problem. Past attempts consisted of sending malicious emails to the likes of Google and NASA. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to Lowe's. How can I help you?
Yes, I heard about your 5% off every day credit offer.
That's right. Just use your Lowe's consumer credit card to get 5% off every day. Or choose special financing on purchases of $299 or more.
5% off every day? So Columbus Day?
Discover all the things you can get 5% off on.
Arbor Day?
Buy a tree, get 5% off.
St. Patrick's Day?
You'll save lots of green with 5% off.
Awesome.
Lowe's, let's build something together. Subject to credit approval, offers cannot be combined. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
The hour, the story that goes on forever. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this classy guy, Christian Lopez, big Yankees fan, caught Derek Jeter's ball, his 3,000th hit, first player on the Yankees to do so. And now accountants have to protect him from you and me. Because
right.
We are represented by the Internal Revenue Service.
We want some money. We want his taxes.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is a great... great story. All right, so Christian, back to you. Thank you for being so patient. This is real radio at its finest, telling the story, though.
Part three.
Yeah, right. This is part three. He's 23 years old, by the way, Mr. Lopez, and he's a big fan. He was there with his girlfriend, and so he's been given box seats in the president's box at the Yankee Stadium the rest of the season. They gave him three bats and balls and a couple of jerseys, all of them signed by Jeter. And the value is about $50,000.
That's right.
Right. He's got $150,000 in outstanding student loans. Excuse me. Works at Verizon Wireless. And he could owe $14,000 to the IRS. Isn't this unbelievable?
It really is. The IRS sure knows how to take their cut out of something.
Well, they take the joy out of all the rest, but, you know, we're trying to look for every day. You know, I try to look for some of the good things, tell these stories about people that have, you know, average lives. This guy goes to work every day, loves the Yankees, yada, yada. I mean, I can't help his taste in the baseball teams, but other than that,
he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Right, yeah. I mean, under the circumstances, here's this guy, and then the IRS guy, spokesperson, says, I cannot comment on an IRS investigation. Stick it. Take the bat and stick it in your ear. That's what people...
Exactly.
Right. So...
Exactly. And well, especially, I mean... Here, this is a case of random acts of kindness on both parties.
Yeah.
And the IRS, as you said, is really stealing the sunshine from it, which is interesting because in a similar case, I believe it was Barry Bonds, a record-setting home run. I'm not sure when it was, in 1999 or 2000 or sometime like that, but there was a court dispute over the two gentlemen who claimed that the ball was theirs, and it dragged on for quite some time. So, I mean, So things like this, they can turn the Great American Pastime ugly.
Well, the whole thing is ugly. Here's the good, not the whole thing, but the outcome of it. The IRS guys say, well, we're just following the rules. Why do we have an IRS? The deeper, darker question is, why do we even have an IRS? The tax itself is the income tax is the most regressive kind of tax, and it becomes a political football. Well, this is that. And, you know, you look at all of this stuff and you think, haven't these people got anything better to do? Sooner or later, some radio guy is going to, if the IRS says, okay, you owe us $14,000, some radio program will have a fundraiser or something, or a host of a radio program will write a check for $14,000. But it is so amazing that something this good can be ruined by a bunch of bumbling bureaucrats.
And that's, I'm in complete agreement.
Yeah, I mean, it's just what drives us nuts. This is supposed to be our country, and yet we have these things going on all the time. And it's no reason, I mean, it's no wonder that we, when you are given a reason to approach the things, so dislike authority because they so abuse their power, or so-called power. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the IRS has become really such a huge bureaucracy.
Yeah.
I'm of the opinion of that our tax system should either go in one of two directions. Either we should tax consumption by creating a national sales tax,
yeah.
and then
mm-hmm.
the government would get their funds that way.
You and I agree on that.
Yep.
Yep.
We all do.
Or they could create a flat tax somewhere in between, say, 13% and 20%,
yeah.
And then the function of the IRS would just be to see who has filed and who has not.
I think if we look at this in this particular circumstance, if it's declared a gift, there's a difference between it being a prize and it mm-hmm. being a gift. If it's a mm-hmm. gift, I don't believe there's any consequence. You know what, Michael?
But doesn't it depend on who gifts you? Because we had a deal with that in my family.
Yeah.
And if your family gifts you, then there's tax breaks. But if you get gifted just by somebody else, you still have to pay taxes on it.
All right. Michael, get a hold of Stuart Brooks. Will you please find Stuart? I want to ask him this question about the IRS and how this all plays. Christian, it's a delight to have you as the co-host for the program over the last 20 minutes.
Thank you, Doug. I appreciate it. Interesting story is that this is the first time that I've actually called any radio show ever, and I was quite nervous at the onset, but I thank you for making it a lot more
You're
relaxing.
A superstar.
You don't sound like you're very nervous to me. You sound fine.
Yeah.
What do you do there in Vero Beach? What's your work?
Oh, I'm actually a business analyst, and I have a degree in accounting, and I'm studying for my CPA exam. But I'm not sure on the particulars yet of, like, the gifting and the...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. From Vero Beach, are you a Yankees fan, a Dodgers fan, or a Red Sox fan?
I am a Yankees fan.
Dodgers.
I moved to Vero Beach from Queens, New York.
How to
Never
ruin.
Mind.
I'm
you
sending you half a prize then. How to ruin a good conversation. Good God. All right, Christian, hold on a second. All right, Michael, do you find Stuart? 800.
Trying.
All right, see if you can find him. This is beyond anybody's even ability to comprehend it. This guy, I was looking back in the, when he said Barry Bonds, and I started nosing around a little bit, Jennifer. There was a fan who returned the ball to Mark McGwire when he hit the record to break Roger Maris's record.
Mm-hmm.
The fan sold Homer number 70, the ball, for $3 million.
Wow.
That's what this kid Lopez is giving up.
He gave all that up.
$3 million. Barry Bonds' record-setting Homer, that ball sold for $752,000 at auction. This kid could have paid off his $150,000, and even if it was a bad day, he'd still have $150,000 left.
This kid, though, is a real baseball fan. He's not in it for the money. He wants to do what's right. And how? Just an outrage. We need to call the IRS. Can we call the IRS?
What do you want to call them? I'll be happy to call them. Whatever you want me to call them.
Defend yourself, IRS. Come on.
All right. Meanwhile, more people are paying attention to Roger Clemens and his trial than they are. To this
even his trial for lying.
Yeah, Right. Yeah. But it's just silly. All of these
things.
Yeah,
we're in trouble, but the government's taking all this time to prove that this guy, Roger Clemens, lied. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, right. Mm. Very important. All right. So, anyway, we're going to try to find Stuart books. Meanwhile, 800-510-8255, always the way to connect. Jim in El Paso, KTSM. Hi.
Hi. How are you doing?
Well, sir. How about you?
Pretty good. You can be gifted 9,999.
It's up to It's up to 11.
Being taxed.
It's up to 11,000 now.
Oh, is it? Wow.
Yeah, it's
I'm
up
not,
to 11.
All right. I just thought I'd try to help.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you say that because I'm wondering. And again, let me see if we can get Stuart, my accountant, in here and find out what the laws are about that. I don't know if there's a different consideration for the gifting if it's just going to be in the family. I remember that thing taking effect when my father had a little extra cash, and I remember him giving all of us some money one year. I think it was $10,000 apiece. But I know recently that I was advised if I had any extra money and I wanted to get rid of it.
chicken bone?
Yeah.
No, just don't chicken. Be coughing. Just lay it on me.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, yeah, I'll send you a check, Jim. That's the deal. I'll send
you
a check.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye-bye. 800. Everybody wants to now be rich. If I tell you what, I'll exchange checking accounts with most of you out there one way or the other. Okay, so, Michael, what's going on with Stuart? Can we find him or we can't find him?
Left a message for Stuart. Ann has some info on this.
Ann has some info on this. All right. So Ann, who's listening to WMVO. Hi, Ann. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just woke up and heard you talking about this subject. One of my favorites because there has been an estate tax in Ohio, the most regressive in the nation.
Yeah.
And the
But that was under the old guy. Isn't Kasich going to fix that?
Yes, but it takes 2 years. Hang on until January 1st. 13.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Anyway, you can give away $13,000 a year.
Is it 13? It's up to 13 now. Wow.
It is. You can give it to anybody, and anybody can give it to you.
Wow. Have you had somebody give it to you, or did you give it to somebody?
I gave it to somebody 20 times.
Who'd you give it to?
Would you love to give it to me, too?
Yeah. Well, not exactly. Not exactly. There are ways. I mean, if anybody can give anybody, then you give it to somebody. Somebody gives it to somebody you love.
That's it. That's a very good way of looking at it.
Yeah,
so
because
help
what a
somebody
bunch of crooks.
Live.
You work all your life, pay taxes, and then they want it after.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, well, but why are we, if we all agree on this, Ann, why do we put up with it? Why isn't it something that's fixed? If we are supposedly of the people, by the people, for the people, how is it we all get screwed around like this?
Because we're not. We are powerless.
I think that's...
It's big business, it's unions, and it's politicians. Yeah. The rest of us are worker ants.
Or bees,
Dad,
maybe.
Or bees.
Ants. A bee does something productive.
The ants would probably argue with you about whether or not they're doing anything productive.
There are more of them, right.
All right, Ann. Thank you for that clarification. Nice to hear from you. 800-510-8255. By the way, did you see the story at DougStefan.com about the truck that overturned on the highway in Idaho? Spilled 14 million bees onto the highway. I think we have a picture of it, if I'm not mistaken. They fly off in this giant black cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I think, but you can check the story out at DougStefan.com. Imagine that.
Why were they trucking bees, by the way?
Oh, because there are a lot of bees. There are problems with bees, and they're moving them around the country to find places where they can be more productive.
Be more productive.
Yeah, I found on ESPN an interview that Christian Lopez did about this tax issue, if you want to hear that.
Did you you tell him that on the air?
Yeah.
That was good. Very good, Michael. Nice job.
He's a participator.
Jennifer needs to tell us about Ted Danson in a moment. We have the television report, so save that for later on because I would like to listen to it. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon, make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
There's another line there someplace, and I never remember what it is. Live better electronically or something?
Sure.
Electrically, not electronically.
Electrically.
Yes, that's right. 12 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, because Roberta Fasanelli is gone this week, we do not have a Queen of Cheap here. There are a lot of great things in the Queen of Cheap box at DougSteffen.com.
You could have gotten a free Slurpee yesterday at 7-Eleven.
You could have. It was right there.
It was 7-Eleven.
Yeah. All right. Meanwhile, Ted Danson headed back to network television. Jennifer has the story.
Well, yeah. You know, we heard Lawrence Fishburne was leaving the big show, CSI. And they
everybody's been talking about CSI as it affects the Casey Anthony trial.
That's true. If these guys were investigating, there would have been no problem convicting.
No problem.
But yeah, this is kind of a surprise. Out of left field, Ted Danson has been cast to replace Lawrence Fishburne on CSI. He has done a few dramatic parts. Probably the most recent one he's done is on a show called Damages, which is on cable TV. And he was like the number one choice amongst Robin Williams and John Lithgow and some really big names. Ted Danson came out on top with CBS.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's going to... nobody has seen Peterson since he got off CSI, right? He hasn't done a movie. He just got off.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to wonder what that deal was all about, because he was the... a lot of people thought he was the show, wouldn't survive. That wasn't the case. I don't think the ratings are as good as they used to be, though, on that show, are they?
Well, they're spread out more. I mean, they have so many different CSIs and Law and Orders now. They are all strong performers still, but you see a decline because there's so many shows now.
So Ted Danson replaces Lawrence Fishburne on CSI. If you want to check out the story behind the story, details at DougSteffen.com. The ladies on The View yesterday had Nancy Grace come on the program, and I thought, Jennifer, it would be interesting to listen to her, Grace, respond to criticism about her involvement in the Casey Anthony trial.
Nancy Grace took a lot of heat for the way she covered the Casey Anthony trial. But, Elizabeth, you saw her defend herself last night on O'Reilly.
Yeah, I don't know if any of you saw, but Bill, you know, kind of challenged her a little bit on her style and said that she may have gone overboard, or did she go overboard? And this is what she... and how she responded. Take a look.
No, I don't think I went overboard. And in fact, I think that term overboard is very trite.
You know what?
This woman annoys me.
She is such a jerk. I got into this because I kind of want to listen to her. As soon as I hear her voice, I don't want to listen to her.
We can say a nice word about Sherwood Schwartz, who passed away yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
He passed away yesterday.
He's a nice guy. He was a producer of a lot of television.
The Brady Bunch, Gilligan's Island. He was 94, so he had a good long life.
Right. He didn't have to go through the TSA to get a body cavity search before
He did not. No. He was a 94-year-old that made it through.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, but Hines Ward from Dancing with the Stars and from the Pittsburgh Steelers, she got pulled over the weekend for driving under the influence.
Really?
He says he was not drunk, though, so he's fighting that. But police say that he smelled of alcohol.
No.
Yeah, and then the royal couple, Prince William and Kate, they got asked to do something kind of fun. They were asked to appear on The Simpsons. It was William's favorite show. As a kid, they turned it down. They said their schedule was too busy.
Come on.
Bummer.
51 after on Good Day.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program here of service or in service with one of our experts. In a manner of speaking, this man is the pet expert, Warren Eckstein, who has a highly rated, I'm looking at the PR release here, Warren, highly rated weekend radio program. Okay.
Is that the one I wrote, by the way?
Yeah, I'm looking at your PR. So love, Warren. This is a note to your mother. Love, Warren. So there is this survey that exists now suggesting there's a difference between cat people and dog people. Right away, I'm highly suspect, but why don't you give us the results?
Cat people rocked.
It's interesting, Doug, because survey. I'm reading this as we're talking. This just came off the press. I'm just reading this. And this is
hot
an interesting
off the
part.
Press.
It's hot.
That dog people are 18% more likely to name Paul McCartney as their favorite Beatle, while cat people are 25% more likely to name George Harrison as their favorite.
Who came up
really?
With this stupid
I'm
survey?
I'm just telling
Where
you.
Where did this come from?
I'm just the messenger here. And this I kind of understand, but it seems that cat people tend to be much more liberal than dog people. Right. Yeah. I thought it would be the other way around,
not
but it's kind of interesting. Dog people are slightly more apt to be men than women, where cat people are more apt to be women. I kind of understand that a little bit. 29% more likely to live in the city if you own a cat, and 28% more likely to own their own home, where 39% of cat people are more apt to rent. This was kind of interesting personality-wise. 15% more likely to be extroverts if you have a dog, introverts if you have a cat, and 36% more likely to be active outdoors if they have a dog where cat people are not. Just kind of interesting stuff. There is a difference. I hate to say this because, you know, my listeners are like split probably 50-50, and many have dogs and cats, which makes them totally neurotic. But the thing that I've always found is that people that have cats tend to be a little bit more introverted. I really believe that that's a truism.
It's a truism.
A truism. That's a Warrenism.
A Warrenism.
I've always found that cat people tend to be a little bit more introverted, even at parties. For example, in this survey, it says they're more apt to 14%. Cat people are 14% more likely to cling to a friend at a party, where dog people are more apt to kind of go around and meet new people.
That's
so it kind of brings that up. Well, I don't know.
True.
You think so?
Yeah.
Dog
I want to get
aren't
to something.
Sniffers, are they?
If you, yeah. The information that we posted at DougSteffen.com this week from you focuses on a danger to your dog from a popular sweetener. Dogs and my dog, for example, loves the ice cream at the ice cream store. Yeah. Most dogs have sweet tooths just like we do. So what do we have to look out for here?
Xylitol. It's used as a sweetener. It's used in gum, and it's very, very dangerous for our pets, and yet a lot of people don't know about it. The veterinarians report, and I speak to vets every day, a lot of dogs, you know, you drop a pack of gum on the floor, they pick it up, or another product that has xylitol in it. So xylitol, read the labels carefully, and if you have xylitol and you want to chew that kind of gum or eat that kind of stuff, put it away where the dogs and cats can't get at it.
Xylitol.
Xylitol,
stay away from that. Also, you advised earlier on the story from your former haunt, New York City. Pet stores banning the sale of puppies to anybody who's drunk. How much of a problem can that be?
Who gets loaded and goes and buys puppies?
But no. Let's take a look at this. First of all, I don't think puppies should be sold in pet stores anyway. But the bottom line is this. Here's what happens. Someone's walking down the street. They're absolutely drunk. They're not thinking the way they normally would think. They go past a beautiful, beautiful window with beautiful, gorgeous puppies in it. They go inside. They buy the puppy. They come home the next day and say, what did I do? And what happened? Can I take him? Yeah, where'd the puppy come? Why did I buy a puppy? What am I? And so it's not fair, because even if they return the puppy, the psychological stress and trauma. So I think it's a good idea. But listen, let's be realistic. You should not sell any living thing to a drunk person. There's a lot of things you should not sell. Like if a drunk person comes into an auto dealership, perhaps you shouldn't sell him a car that evening. Wait till he comes back sober. Not a great
How about a bicycle? Want to sell a drunk guy a bike?
Or a gun. If a drunk guy comes into a gun shop, I mean, you shouldn't sell him. There are certain things that drunk people should not be buying.
Doug, don't you have some property in Arizona?
Yeah.
You should hang out at the bar.
I already bought Doug's property. That's right.
Congratulations. One of the things that I want people to know about you is that you have worked for a long, long time to build this radio program. But also you have a wonderful service, these great products, hugs and kisses. If you go to Warren's website, which is easy, if you can't remember anything else, go to Warren's picture at DougStefan.com. Click on that. Brings you into the pet show. But also you can go to HugsAndKisses.com, a special proprietary vitamin line. There's a special line for dogs, a special line for cats, and as long as we were talking about them earlier in that survey, I thought I ought to remind people how great these are. And I give them to Charlotte. Look at Charlotte. Look at Charlotte.
Is there a better looking dog than Charlotte?
Never in 100,000 million years. It's because she takes Hugs and Kisses from Warren Eckstein.